Well, hello, everybody. This is Patricia Corey. The show is Beyond the Matrix for those who dare to think outside of the box. And I am in a rowdy mood, and when I get rowdy, watch out. So prepare yourself for an evening here and a day there, wherever you are, of conversation calling you to get out of your complacency, for goodness sake, and start looking at things around you. There is no guest today. I'm it. So if you feel like having your energy raised and that power chakra activated, then listen in, because I've got a lot to say about what's going on in the world. All right, well, Reese, some time ago I had a wonderful review for Cosmos of Soul by a guy who said, Patricia Corey could have written the movie Network. You remember that famous speech Howard Beale does, "I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore"? Where he says, "The world's gone haywire, and I want you to get out of your seats and say, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore." Well, I've loved being compared to that guy, because the truth is, 34 years later, we are still not mad as hell enough to not take it anymore. Let's look at what's going on. And we have this problem in the spiritual community that dare anybody get hot under the collar about any issue. And it reverts to, you really shouldn't express anger. You need to work through it at the spiritual level. But the truth is, anger is healthy sometimes. Activate that center, that power center, and release those emotions and talk about what bothers you, what's going on. And so much is going on, and we're sitting back just saying, yes, the world is crazy. It must be. We're getting close to 2012 now. Well, they were talking about this stuff 37 years ago in that 37 or 33 years ago in the movie Network. Mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore. And for goodness sake, look at what's going on. All right, let's start with the latest, my favorite new thing. If you are watching the news or listening or hearing or bumping into anyone who is, because it's a double-edged sword. On the one hand, not watching it keeps you calm and peaceful and not agitated. And the other, of course, does. But watching and paying attention to what's going on helps you understand how badly the control network is has been placed in this on this planet and how important it is for you to say, I'm not going to take it anymore. So here we have the latest. You wake up, what, yesterday? Two or three days before the artificial elections. Oh, yes, I'm on fire. And we hear that, lo and behold, some Yemen Al-Qaeda dude has sent from the same address two boxes with bombs in them on airplanes headed for the United States. These boxes apparently have wires sticking out of them. Duh! And everybody's all in a huff because here it is again, the new terror threat. And interestingly, this comes on the heels of some European Parliament person saying that as far as he was concerned, the controls at the airports were, to quote him, redundant, and that the Americans had put too much pressure on travelers going through the airports, right? 2 days after he says that, blam, we have the headlines. Terror in our skies, because they find these two little boxes, which apparently have very clumsily crafted bombs. But thanks to our security and the homeland and all of our top terror officials, they intercepted the boxes, and we can all live safely, happily ever after, as long as we prepare ourselves what they say is coming. Greater controls, more discernment at the airport, more lines, more waiting, more harassment. And we just keep saying, well, if it's for our safety. I looked at a site that talked about this, and the quotes that people were putting there were, well, if it's going to become that hard to travel, I'm just not going to fly anymore. Excuse me? Are we really going to bow over to this that much, that we're giving up our right to travel and see this beautiful world? I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Now, come on, folks. Shit. Two bomb packs traced to Yemen. Oh, and by the way, instead of just believing what you hear, Go on an internet site anywhere and investigate Yemen and woo! What do you find out? Lots of oil, lots of minerals. Very interesting. And wasn't it the guy with the underpants on the plane? It was either the sock guy, the Christmas bomber, I think he was called, or the underwear guy. Now, really? You are a terrorist determined to bring down America. You go into the airport airplane bathroom with your underwear filled with a bomb. But do you ignite the bomb in the bathroom where you can effectively blow up the airplane before anybody can get you out of the bathroom you're locked into? No. No, no. You come clumsily back to your seat where a jiu-jitsu third-degree black belt happens to be sitting next to you and clumsily try to ignite your crotch and set off the bomb. Lo and behold, the jiu-jitsu expert guy wrestles you to the ground. The bomb is not ignited, and the plane is saved. Does that stink or what? Well, of course, that was instrumental in us having introduced 2 days later the full body scan DNA scattering device that you now have to go through on international flights, I think all flights in the United States. That effectively scatters your DNA. If you've read the Syrian Revelations, I hope you have by now, you know that there really has been a concerted effort over the millennium to scatter our DNA. And now that we're reactivating more of it, lo and behold, more equipment to scatter it once again. Please read these books. Please read them. Okay, right. Well, did I say I was mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore? Ha-ha! And that's why I'm talking about it. So I've been commenting about this on the networks that I, Facebook, for example, and on my own website. And I've learned that you can, one courageous person whose name I don't remember, said, no, I am not going to go through that scanner. So you can opt out on the DNA scattering high radiation equipment and let them pat you down instead. How does that grab you? But no, we are not in Orwell's reality yet. Hey, folks, my suggestion is let them go ahead and pat you. In fact, tell them thank you for the cheap thrill. It is so much better than, aside from the humiliation of having your entire nude body blasted out across the airport from their scanner machine, it is really not a good idea to go through those scanners. And the option is not, I'm going to sit at home and watch my TV and hope the world goes away and everybody lives happily ever after, and I will not fly and I will not think and I will not refute or rebel or protest. And that is ridiculous. So my first comment about the new, really, the title of the news was Terror in the Skies because of these two little boxes, the aforementioned bomb packs. Meanwhile, how convenient. The government gets total airtime on the TV where before it was all about the Tea Party and the Republicans sweeping the elections. Suddenly it's all about the little bombs. And we've got Obama all over the air talking about how to handle this. And he's getting a lot of kudos because he's right on it. And if you don't get this, you need a brain shower. Fortunately, many of you are awake. You get it. But you need to get it more. You need to talk to more people. You need to get as mad as hell and not take it anymore. How do I sound? Do I sound like Howard Beale? I'm sure I can't do it as well as Peter Finch did. He was amazing. All right, before I go on, here's my, it's going to be a sharing this show tonight. So here's the radio number to call in. It's toll free, 888-815-9756. Here it is again, 888-815-9756. And I want you to call me in up and say, Patricia, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore either. And let's talk about some of the things that are in your face and up your nose. It is okay to be mad as hell. That is the message for this show. And as I said, 33 years or whatever, how many it's been, has gone by. So it's not like it's now. 34 years ago, we were talking about being as mad as hell. This is not, we cannot dismiss what's going down because we are in the 2012 shift and everything is polarizing. For goodness sake, let's not give our power away to 2012. It's time for the human race to get back its power. Why have we become so complacent? Now think about it. Our language has been changed. We can't say certain words. You can't say, oh my God, anymore. How come I can't say, oh my God? Since when did that become such an offensive expression that we had to revert to, oh my gosh? Oh my gosh. Well, I don't like it. And I'm going to say it, oh my God. It has power. I refuse to let any social system, any religion, any imposition teach me how to alter my speaking completely because there is this implied idea that we cannot pronounce the word of God. By the way, a very ancient belief system adhered to by the Illuminati. Not that I want to drop names, but you're not supposed to mention the name. The name you're not supposed to mention, by the way, is Yahweh. So I guess saying God is okay. Well, okay, I'm ranting, so I don't want to do that. Let me get back to this information about the bombs. So we're now being told that, in fact, there's a huge surge of terrorism coming out of Yemen. Whew. How many wars do the United States have to be in before we get it? How many trillions of dollars of debt does the economy have to be in for all the money that's being spent on war before we get the fact that it's going to be war after war after war until they blow up? What, are they going to blow up the planet? You've got Iraq. Oh, it's all better now. You've still got 50,000 boys in Iraq being used as pincushions for vaccines, for starters, and as war toys and puppets. And we're hearing that it's okay. It's all better now. It's just a peacekeeping force. Yeah, right. Tell that to the boys that are over there dying every day. Then we have Afghanistan. Ah, yes, but will that ever end? I don't think so. Why not? Well, A, they found out that it's got some of the most important minerals in the world. The ones that the Chinese haven't already bought up, of course. And B, it is one of the most important oil reserves on the planet. But C, that's where the opium is, folks. Get it? I'm thinking to myself, some of you who are listening must be thinking, I wonder if Patricia had a couple of glasses of wine today. No, I'm straight arrow. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. So we're going to start war on Yemen now. You wait and see. And that is, if we don't preempt it with war on, oh my goodness, I forgot the name of the, that's how bad it is. That's how numb we are. I can't even think of the name of the country. Okay, we've got drones flying over it. It's at war with India. I cannot think of the name of the country. How embarrassing is that? Anyway, we have Yemen coming up next. How many wars do you think the United States can wage at one time? Is it like they're going for broke? 3, 4, 5? Let's have 10. Let's have 20. Now, let's talk about the UFO flap and what's going on. But you don't want to hear me keep talking about war. There is so much going on. It is a flurry of UFO activity. I've been writing a lot about it. I'm excited about it. But a lot of people are scared to death. And again, in our spiritual communities, there's a huge debate going on. Are we being, first of all of these sightings fake? Is this some black op activity going on by the government to scare us? Well, why do we have to be scared? If they were trying to give us UFOs in the sky to scare us, there would be fear attached, fearful things attached to these events, wouldn't there? We have some pretty amazing footage now. I mean, we had the Manhattan event on the 13th, which I'd like to talk about. We had the amazing El Paso light that slipped, that divided into three and started doing do-do-do-do-do-do-do all over the sky. And for a while there, it was one or two every day. Now, if you know the story about the guy who worked for NORAD, the retired NORAD employee, who claims that he started channeling a committee of eight, who told him that starting on October 13th, they would be decloaking and preparing humankind for arrival. I think that's a very exciting and interesting thing. A guy who worked for the top secret underground base called NORAD, who would be the last guy who would want to hear about channeling, you'd think, and would be like laughing over it over a cigar and a gin and tonic, is now coming out and saying that he's been channeling beings from other dimensions for a long time, and he's been told from them that October 13th was the beginning. What do you make of that? What do you think about? Talk to me. Have an opinion. And let it not be fear, for God's sakes. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about fear, my favorite subject. Because someone just recently wrote to me, a friend, and said, I just can't get out of the polarity of joy and then fear and then joy and then fear, anticipation and more fear. How do you stay out of fear, Patricia? And I answered, it is about understanding your immortality. When are we going to get this? You come in to this world, to this physical reality, as a spark of light. You decide to come on in for whatever reason that is. And you know when you're going out. Now, if you really understand that, and many of us proclaim to believe and understand the essence, the soul essence of our existence, then how possibly can you be afraid? Someone else wrote to me and said, the volcanoes are going off all over the planet. Where is the safe place to be? And the answer is nowhere and everywhere. If you, again, believe that you came in and have a planned exit, you're safe wherever you are, because all you're going to do is reappear wherever that other place is. So please, take time to analyze what it is that's triggering you in the news and get mad as hell instead of afraid. You know, there's a guy, leave it to me to not have the names and facts, but there's a guy who's putting out information about 20 volcanoes are erupting at the same moment, and it's gloom and doom, and it's Armageddon, and Nostradamus said when the volcanoes go off, you're dead. Dead meat. And he cited one of these volcanoes as being Etna. Well, I'm in Italy, and Etna is not erupting. And so before you embrace these people's fearful rhetoric, investigate. Help turn it around by saying, oh, this is ridiculous. Okay, yeah, we can definitely notice that there are a lot of earth changes going on, and probably going to be more, but let us not, let's call people to their statements so that we don't spread the fear. So regarding the volcanoes that are supposedly 20 going off simultaneously, I don't know about that, but I do know that one of the ones that he claims is going off is not. Etna is not erupting at this moment. What else? Let's talk about the Gulf oh my God, we are simply not allowed to talk about the Gulf. We weren't allowed to see anything about the Gulf, and we are not allowed to talk about what's going on in the Gulf. It is not on the media at all. There are threats to people who even attempt to talk about it in alternative media. But I'm fearless, and so, of course, I don't care. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it. So, if you haven't heard about the Gulf and what is happening to these people, your fellow human beings, it is time you paid attention. And yes, it is much easier not to think about it and just, you know, weave colorful dreams. But if you give a damn about this, your fellow human, pay attention. People are bleeding out of their noses, out of their anal cavities. Children, people who are not even going in the water. It's called the blue plague. This has everything to do with Corexit being sprayed in how many millions of gallons, we still don't know. And we're being shown these ridiculous clips where people are eating shrimp in New Orleans. You know, here's an idea. Do not eat any seafood for a long, long time. Aside from the fact that vegetarian is so much better for you anyway, do not eat shrimp and crab and all of this seafood, because a lot of it is coming out of the Gulf, and people are getting sick from Louisiana to Florida. So pay attention. There are great people like Ian Crane, who I admire very much, and other people who are trying to bring this information out to us, and getting afraid of it is not the solution, but how about a little support for these people? Why has the world turned its back on these people? People in Florida and in Louisiana and other Gulf states are begging America for help, to pay attention. And this is another area where we're just like, oh, it's too frightening, it's too depressing to think about. Well, guess what? The blue plague could be in your neighborhood soon if you don't think about it. So please find out about this. See what you can do to help people, and don't be afraid to understand what's going on around you. Wake up, people. Oh, boy, that takes me to the Codex Alimentarius. Boy, I'm really letting off steam today, huh? Do you like it? I hope you do. I hope you understand that this is an aspect of being a spiritual person. Allowing yourself to be concerned, allowing yourself to feel anger, emotion, whatever it is, to work through it and to become aware of what is around you so you can change it. Okay, I'm waiting for some people to call in. Where are you? Is there nobody out there that's as mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore, like me? Come on, call in. Now, meanwhile, back on the news trail, I've been doing my best to educate people about the Codex Alimentarius coming soon to your local food chain supply. I'd like to give it the name the World Food Order, because it is being enacted now in Europe. We are losing supplements. We are losing all herbal. Well, you know the score. There will be no more food supplements, herbal cures, anyone who is trying to sell anything like a miracle mineral supplement will be shut down. I'll be talking about that too. Colloidal silver will disappear very soon now. And also disappearing from your local environment are natural seeds. Natural seeds are going, and what will be left is the great Monsanto genetically modified seeds. So get out there. I'm not into, what's the word? Survivalism. But if you can make your life better, do it. So while you can, go out and start getting yourself some natural seeds, some bags of soil, and start growing some food, folks. As best you can, the healthiest food you can grow. Do it. I'm doing it here in Italy. I'm involving my neighbors to, I live in a rural area. We're working on sharing and exchanging different kinds of vegetables and fruits. And I'm trying to make them understand that the best way to do that is with organics. And it makes a difference. It is not an easy trick trying to teach and educate Italians who have been working the land for generations that it would be a great idea to try doing it organically. But it's working. So please affect change in your environment. And this is of the tallest order. Codex Alimentarius, why are we letting this happen? It amazes me that we are sitting back and allowing this to happen. Where is the rebellion against this? Now, as Peter Finch says, I'm not telling you to go out and protest and riot, but I am asking you, why is this happening? It just doesn't make sense that in the States we've got almost 300 million people. I don't know how many million are in Europe. How is it that a corporate stronghold is able to impose something so personal as the food we eat? Forget even the supplements. The food. We are not allowed to eat a healthy food, and they are now going to impose that we, I've got a caller coming in, they're now going to impose on us that we can't even grow food in our own yard? Well, I'm mad as hell about that. I've got someone calling in. His name is Bruce from New York. Hiya, Bruce.
Hi, Patricia.
Are you mad as hell, too?
I am, but I'm concerned, too. I understand this is your next to last show.
Yes.
And I've been following the show for years, having read all your books as well. And I've always thought that you should have your own show as opposed to interviewing other people. Now you're kind of bringing that to us today, but I'm concerned that it's going to be like a one-shot deal and then you're gone.
Oh, how sweet of you. I really appreciate it. The truth is, Bruce, I've got such a busy life at the moment. I'm trying to get people to the sacred sites because of what's going on. I'm trying to help people do that in this time. And I've got another book coming in, and but I'm sad to leave. I am. Maybe it'll only be a hiatus.
I hope so. I think you're a voice that needs to be heard and have as wide an audience as possible. Your Syrian Revelation trilogy, I think, is the most powerful three books I've ever read in my life. It's really changed my life. And you leaving is going to be a loss.
Oh, thank you, Bruce. Well, if I can get some sponsors, I'll probably stay. So if you know anybody... Yeah?
Anyway, I just wanted to thank you for all that you're doing for the planet and the transmissions that you've brought and the light that you bring. So, again, thank you very much, Patricia.
Thank you, Bruce. I really, really appreciate hearing from you.
Okay. All right. Goodbye.
Okay. And I won't be gone. I'll just be momentarily relocated. Thanks, Bruce. Well, that's rewarding. That touches my heart. I'm really grateful to hear from Bruce and to know that my rantings and my emotions and feelings and ideas are helping people and touching lives. Yay. Uh-oh, I'm going to get all choked up now, and I'm going to forget what I was saying. All right. Let me get it back together now, because I didn't expect such a wonderful message. How about Halloween? Let's get on a lighter subject. Please take care of your animals during this crazy night. You know, people should be very concerned about their children, of course, and you should be escorting your children around. And please make sure that before they chow down on the candy or whatever they get, you take a look at it. This is the crazy world we're in, and it's important, and I'm sure you parents will know that. But how about the animals? There are some nutty people out there. So please protect your animals over this weekend. and let them be safe at home in the house, and let the crazy night pass so everybody's safe and wonderful. What else makes me mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore? Well, big news at the moment. The United Nations supposedly is banning geoengineering at their meeting in Japan. And everybody's all a flutter. Isn't this wonderful that they didn't even admit there were chemtrails, and now they are banning them? Did I miss something? Was I sleeping? Because the Syrian revelations back 12 years ago, that would be when the Cosmos was published, and it would be maybe 14 years ago when it was channeled, introduced chemtrails. There were very little information about them then. And here we are. Many people still don't understand why there's no more blue sky. Hello? We've never had an official statement that chemtrails exist. And I certainly have been ridiculed and challenged on the subject. While I'm looking up at the sky being papered with ooze, people say, Patricia, you've got to lighten up. And here we go. Now the United Nations is declaring a ban on geoengineering, and we never ever heard anyone announce that it existed. So people are actually writing me and saying, Patricia, how can it be that the United Nations banned chemtrails, and yet there are chemtrails all over Washington, D.C. And my answer is, are we really that naive? Are we so naive that we hear a press leak out of this meeting of the inept and completely impotent UN, United Nations, and that we believe that the quote was that they were calling for a ban? And we believe that from them stating that they were going to call for a ban, that the chemtrails would be gone. Chemtrails are not gone. Unfortunately, I don't see a lot of strength in the United Nations. The United States, which is probably the father of the chemtrail phenomenon, isn't even present at the UN meeting. So please, people, get mad as hell. Find out why the United States is not present at the UN, why they didn't vote against returning to killing and slaughtering the whales, why they're never present in any United Nations or any other ecology-oriented meetings that are trying to somehow come up with something to save this planet, and get active. Now, I'm always calling for people to save the whale, save the dolphin, save the oceans, save the animals. I mean, I can be a pest, but I do believe that that the human voice matters. And with my last breath, I will be calling upon everyone to help the innocent on this planet. It makes a difference. So, rather than just rolling back into that comfy zone where we buy what we hear, like, oh, great, the United Nations is going to fix it. There'll be no more chemtrails. Please investigate what you get and contact your representatives as much as they are representing you and say, what is the truth about this so-called ban? Where are the facts? Who made the statement? What's being done? How is it possible that we're hearing about a ban on chemtrails when nobody admits there are? And help spread the information, the light of truth, to everyone you know. Because as much as I am mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore, the light is winning. More and more people are waking up. I know people say, how can you say that, Patricia, when there's so much coming down? It's clear to me the light is winning. They are squeezing us to the breaking point. And that squeezing, as the Syrian High Council say, the tighter they squeeze you, the freer you become. And the more you understand your immortality, the more fearless you become. Now, what we need to add to this formula is the more empowered you become. Let's take it back. No one is going to stop me from going through an airport. No one is going to stop me from traveling this great planet or from voicing my opinion. Never. Till my last breath. What happened? When did we become so afraid to use the word God, to protest having to go through severe radiation to get through an airport, to take care of the animals, the whales, the dolphins? For God's sake, people, call me, 888-815-9756, and tell me if you, too, are mad as hell. I don't mean mad crazy. I mean mad angry enough to speak your truth. I like to tell people to get off of their knees. This is something I was given from the Syrian High Council as well. In the Cosmos of Soul, they say, get off your knees to any authority that would have you be bowed down in obedience. And, you know, a lot of the population is seriously down on their knees, bowed down completely, not so much to the authority. What they're bowed down to is their fear. So why do we keep getting all this fear information? Because that's a no-brainer. You keep people on their knees. You know, George Carlin, truly a man who spoke his truth, said, what they want is a well-formed population. What they don't want, is a well-formed population capable of critical thinking. What they want is an obedient society that's just smart enough to run their machines and do their work like slaves. Well, I'm mad as hell, and that is not my formula. And if you honor your soul essence, I mean really, really honor it, that you, as a spark of divine light, said, let me go into the density and manifest form, then you know at the quintessential core of your being that this is a passage, and the idea of it is to make it perfect. And by perfect, I don't mean the perfect house, the perfect car, the perfect girlfriend, boyfriend, child. I mean the perfection of your ability to shine your light. The perfection of the soul seeking to climb higher. And fear isn't part of that formula. And silence and obedience, all these ridiculous behaviors that we're being taught. You can't say God, you can't say anything without being, what, chastised by society? Well, I'm bad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Oh, I'd really love to play that for you. I've got the clip, but it would be against the rules, and my producer, Don, would say, you can't play a video clip on the radio. But I hope you remember that. And if you don't, go out or you could just go on the Internet and Google Peter Finch, mad as hell speech. But I'm going to remind you what he says. He says, I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. All right, I'm going to interrupt myself a minute because I've got another caller, but I'll come back to that because I want you to remember that text was written 34 years ago, and here we are today dealing with the same issues. All right, I've got another caller. His name is Jamil. Hopefully he's going to tell me why he's mad as hell. Are you there, Jamil?
Hello. Hi, I'm Jamil. Yes. And
hi.
Listening. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for calling in.
Great. I'm listening to your program, and I am a resident of Boston in Massachusetts, and likewise very concerned. I'm mad as hell. Actually, at this moment, I'm inspired to call you because we have had, we are part, I'm sure, of this area, the chemtrails and the harp phenomena. And this last week, we had a freak heat wave, which started on Sunday, and the temperatures were in the high 60s, early 70s for 5 days, and accompanied by the typical harp winds, major chemtrails, etc. And it has decimated our foliage. The foliage looks apocalyptic to me, and I'm not making that up. I am collecting the leaves because the leaves are falling from the trees, still supple. Now, in New England, we have fall. We're famous for fall. So the leaves naturally would be drying because the tree itself pulls the energy from the leaves into the roots to prepare for winter. These leaves are falling off the trees green and burned on the edges. The most phenomenal markings of it looks like a war zone. It is just phenomenal to me. And the fear that you're referring to is also, everything you're saying is just, I just really understand what you're saying, and I really appreciate that you're saying it. And I just wanted you to know that and confirm, you know, for your listeners who probably already know, or, you know, or maybe they're just finding that this is not make-believe. Anybody can go outside in the Boston area right now and have an objective look at what the leaves are looking like. Look at the foliage and see for themselves that we have something going on here that we really do need to have a look at. And the sky today has been completely taken over by chemtrails. We have no sun, and they're not heavy. It's just enough to block the sun. And This is not natural. So no, I just really wanted to share my support and my gratitude that you're speaking up, and I too am speaking up, and I'm, you know, welcoming people to please speak up and find something, anything that you notice that is extraordinary to you, and that there's so much power that happens when you just do anything that it really helps to heal the fear.
Thank you, Jamil. That's so important. That's my message because, of course, I don't want to. My purpose today is not to upset people. My purpose is to empower people to do something about what they see, to get out of, I don't want to think about it, it's too heavy, into, I see this, I'm going to do something about it. And that is, all right, there's an election. Get those phone calls into the. Not that I'm suggesting that elections are necessarily the solution, but it's what we've got to work with. Call these people and say, look, the beautiful New England trees, the turning that marks the beauty of New England is disappearing because of chemtrails. What is your position on this?
Exactly. It helps me a lot to just say what I can say and do what I can do. Like, to me, this is the thing that I'm very aware of in this particular attack is the harp. The harp technology I'm researching, and the harp technology actually is a technology that shoots, literally has the power to, it shoots electromagnetic energy to the planet. And the way that it helps me is that I feel like I'm at least not fooled myself. You know,
that's right.
I walk down the street and I'm devastated. I'm devastated. I don't understand. I get frustrated sometimes because I think, wow, people, how can you miss that these leaves do not look normal? And so I have to, like, love them anyway because people are where they're at. But at least I can call it myself, and at least I feel sane and sober myself to at least have done some homework and at least have a sense of what's going on. And it helps. It helps. The more I look and the more I understand, the less I feel powerless and the less I feel defeated and the less I feel like a victim of this. And I'm feeling more empowered. I'm feeling like, all right, guys, look, there's nothing on this planet that we have screwed up that we can't fix. But we have to look at what we're doing.
That is what I want to hear, and that tells me that this today's program is a success, because what I want to hear is, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore, we can make a difference. And there are two camps. One is, well, you know, if it's the destiny, then it should be like that. We have to go with it. That's one idea. And the other one is, let's fix it.
Yeah, let's fix it. Let's use our ingenious, let's use our creativity, and let's first learn to be our own best friends. Because I feel like one of the traps is that people get too busy fixing out there, and they don't take care of themselves. They don't understand that their own joy, their own self-peace is helping the world. And so to be really effective fixing out there, we also need to be healing and growing and taking care of ourselves inside. We need to be our own best friends so that That's we right. can hold ourselves when we feel frightened, and we don't take it out on the guy who we just ran into in the street who doesn't see it the way we see it. That guy has his own story going on. He has a right to his process. He doesn't see my story. I'm really freaked out. That's my story. It is my responsibility to understand that I'm really frightened and I need to deal with that. And if I can take care of that, and the more I can be understanding and responsible and know what I feel and what I need, then I can go and get with the help and the support that I need and not take it out on everybody else who doesn't have a bloody clue. Because you know what? Everybody's got their own little story going on here. They see this and I see that. And I'm not going to be feeling very good about myself if I'm just, like, railing on people for not seeing it my way. That is not helpful, you know?
No, but the important thing is that each of us looks at reality, understands what's going on, gets out of the hypnosis of the machinery that is keeping us on our knees, and takes back the power. And when we do that, that energy, whether or not it's coming out as a verbal trying to convince someone, which of course never works, can't convince anyone who has another mindset, but the energy of empowerment helps the whole human race rise, and we can save this planet, but we have got to get past our fear. And so why do we get bombarded with this perpetual terrorism stuff? Because it works. It keeps the human race in fear. Oh, they're going to come and kill us. Well, guess what? If a network of Al-Qaeda, what they call them, the cells, powerful enough to bring down supposedly the towers, the best they can do is mail a couple of boonie boxes with some wires sticking out? I don't think so. It's a setup. And I'm not afraid to say that on the radio. So thank you, Jamil. I'm so glad. I love your energy. I'm very grateful that you called in. And please call up the guys that are running for office. I know it's a close race everywhere around. And just let them know that one human being in that area is on to the whole chemtrail, because they know about it.
Yeah, I actually have a blog at alchemyoflight.org, and I posted right on it, and I will continue to do my very best. And thank you so much for speaking out. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you, too. I love you. Thank you, Jamil. Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetheart. Well, truly I cannot believe that it is already the hour. Ha, I feel great. I have released all these feelings. I feel empowered and excited. I know what we're capable of. But now is the time, human race. Now is the time, spirit warriors. As it all unfolds around us, the Gulf Syndrome, the blue plague, the terror, all this ridiculousness. And boy, let me just reemphasize how much the Codex Alimentarius gets up my nose. I cannot believe that 6.7 billion people are going to just lie back and let 2,000 Illuminati lizards decide that we are not entitled to even have healthy food. We're not allowed to grow it. forget whether or not we're allowed to, they can produce it. We're not even allowed to grow it. I'm going to close with this show with a message for you. Get your seeds, get your soil. And again, I'm not talking about survivalism. Truthfully, if the whole joint is going out, going to blow up, which I do not see, I'm gone. I don't want to be under some rock in the middle of some survival camp trying to make it on a destitute planet. I'm so on to my next destination. But what I'm talking about now is, right now, start a garden. And a very good idea is to start a garden that has a roof with glass or a Quonset hut with plastic so that you can, unfortunately, it's come down to that, so that you can avoid this chemtrail ooze dripping down and, like Jamil said, burning the leaves or whatever. So you build yourself a little arboretum and start growing your vegetables and start eating well. Be well. You don't even need the supplements. Forget the drugs, the pharmaceuticals. You don't need it. Think well. Be well. Eat well. Live well. Empowered. And remember to say these words into the mirror. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. Of course, I'm just being facetious. You don't have to be mad. You can be as powerful as hell and not take it anymore. I don't have time to finish reading you the speech that fabulous speech that Howard Beale does on the movie. But I love it when he closes it and he says, so I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to go get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. And you know what? We could just start a movement. And the boxes from the terrorists may just disappear because they've got to know we're armed to them. How ridiculous is it? I want to leave you with that thought. I'm mad as hell. I'm as powerful as hell. And I am not fooled, and I'm not going to put up with it anymore. Well, that was invigorating. I hope it was for you, too. I send you love. I've said a lot of things that tongue-in-cheek, and a lot of things have come straight from the heart. Be strong. Be sure. Be fearless. Remember, you knew when you were coming in, and you know when you're going out, and you're going to simply go to another destination. Will that be an ascension where you go to another dimension? Will that be another planet? By the way, we just found out from another scientist that they're now saying that every star in 4 has a potential Earth-like planet around it. Every day the story changes. Oh, boy. My friend, I'm very grateful that you tune in. I'm sad that I'm leaving you, but I promise you it'll be only a hiatus. I sure Dawn will have me back once I've gotten myself to a point where I can always be around on a Saturday to do my show. In the meantime, this is Patricia Corey saying, don't forget to think outside the box of convention and fly, soar with the eagles in the free thought zone. Thanks for tuning in. My trips are filling up. Come with me to Egypt. Come with me to swim with the whales and the dolphins. You can find more about it on my site, SyrianRevelations.net. I love you. Be strong. This is Patricia Corey saying, nanu, nanu. Bye-bye.